8.19. 1.
We stayed at the Langham for 2 nights. It's a wonderful place, a very elegant, very English hotel. The service, atmosphere and room were excellent, and we really enjoyed our stay. But we had a very strange experience. On the first night, we woke up at about 5:30. There was a strange noise outside our door. It was like somebody was scratching the door with their fingers. To tell you the truth, we were a little bit frightened. Then we thought that probably it was other guests coming back late from a party. Maybe they were drunk or something, and we went back to sleep. But the second night, exactly the same thing happened. So we just thought, strange, maybe it's because it's an old hotel. But when we got home, we told the story to a friend, and he told us that the Langham is haunted. We looked on the internet, and we read that people say that room 333 has a ghost. And our room was 332, the next room. We sent an email to the Langham and told them about it, and they sent us some really interesting information about the ghost stories. We'd really like to stay in this fantastic hotel again, but maybe not in room 333.
2.
I stayed at the Langham in November last year with my husband. It's a beautiful hotel with a wonderful location. It's between Hyde Park and Regent's Park. We were in a room on the second floor. We knew that people said there were ghosts, and we knew about room 333, but we weren't worried at all. We had a nice meal in the hotel restaurant, and then we went to bed. But in the middle of the night, about 3 in the morning, we suddenly woke up and we could hear loud noises from the room above us. They were really loud noises, like people were moving the bed or moving a heavy chair. Anyway, after 2 or 3 minutes, the noises stopped and we went back to sleep. There weren't any more strange noises, and we slept for the rest of the night. The next morning, we went to reception and said, "We slept really badly last night. The people in the room above us made a terrible noise." The man at reception asked for our room number and said, "Let me check." He looked on the computer and he said, "The room above you is empty, madam." So I said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yes, madam, the room above yours is room 333. There wasn't anybody in that room last night." We checked out of the hotel the same morning. Never again.